Grace, mercy, and peace be yours from God our Father and the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Well, I have some bad news and some good news. Some bad news. I tried to corner one of the Blue Angel pilots yesterday at the air show. You know how hard it is to corner a Blue Angel pilot? If you try to come in fast, they bank to the right or bank to the left. I wanted to ask, of course, with my height and all, you know, 6'5", whether someday I too might be a Blue Angel Navy fighting pilot demonstration for an air show. And I was even ready for the age question. If they'd ask, I was ready to respond, 24, my virtual age, I'm sure, right? And they probably could say, well, you could probably fly virtually then. The answer, however, I had to look it up online, is no. And the good news? I thought you guys would already know and observe it. I'll be back next Sunday. Yeah, your shepherd at praise doesn't seem to be getting high anytime soon. No. Indeed, what a great thing that we have in our community. Kind of fun, too. I was working out in the yard this past Friday as some of those planes were going by, and I noticed next door that our neighbors were getting a new roof. Several men were on the roof and several were on the ground working for the same goal. One, who I imagine was the business owner or the foreman, was yelling a lot. Sometimes about safety, sometimes about laziness, and sometimes just to get their attention. As I sat down to write the Good Shepherd Sunday sermon, I thought about how there's usually one leader among the many, be it a business, CEO, or a nation, a president or prime minister, or a church, whose characteristics stand out and define the sum total of them, at least in part. So it is with Christ and the church. The metaphor, the paradigm, isn't boss and workers, but shepherd and sheep. That means something, doesn't it? That helps define the reality differently. It's worthy of our discerning and dwelling on for a few moments. Sheep and shepherd, what does this mean? What are the sheep like? Well, we hear from the text from the first reading, the book of Acts 2, about the vulnerability of sheep, how they're vulnerable. What are they vulnerable to? Well, to attacks, false doctrine, it points out in the first reading from the book of Acts. The sheep are, the wolves come after the sheep. They're vulnerable animals. They need to be protected, don't they? They're not real strong and able to fight much for themselves. They're vulnerable. But what do we know about the Good Shepherd? You might say not vulnerable, but venerable. He's venerated. He's kind of a respected person because of his protective authority, isn't he? Sheep are often ignorant of the dangers all around them. They're not tall enough to see what's coming up over the hill. But the shepherd's usually a bit taller, isn't he? Someone who can look and see the dangers from afar. He's not ignorant, he's more intelligent. He says in the text, "I know them, and they follow me." He has a knowing relationship. He knows what's happening with the sheep. And though he knows us, and because he knows us, the vulnerable sheep become imperishable because of his presence and his protection. It even says so in the text. He goes, "I give them eternal life." And we get to hear these things in the Easter season. We think not long ago of the cross and the open tomb, how that was Jesus destroying death for the sheep, his people, and how the open tomb is the new life that we have, the resurrection of our bodies, the life in the world to come. He's overcome death and hell and sin and the law. He's done all things for us that makes us imperishable, sheep that will last. And not because of our own, we could have done this on our own, but because of that good shepherd. And the sheep become intelligent in time, don't they? It's revealed here in the text. He tells us what we really need to know about God. He says, "I and the Father are one." He's telling that so the sheep hear and know what the good shepherd and who God really is. They share each other's power. I may be 6'5 now, but there was a time when I was 6'4, believe it or not. 6'3 even, maybe 6'2. Even way before that, I was small enough to reach up and grab my dad's hand and swing, right? And Jonathan, my son, does the same thing. Sometimes between grandpa and me, he swings, he reaches up, he grasps. Children trust the strength of that hand, don't they? We know the dangers that could befall them, but they just hang on and they trust, oh, that hand's going to be just fine. No one's going to break that bond. There's security there between the fatherly hand and the son. There's security. Nobody's going to come and break that bond. And you see what we learn from the text today is because of that oneness with the Father that Jesus has, he's teaching us about his grip. It's a firm grip. You might even say he has us by the gospel. Those strong waters and the strong word of baptism really has done its job well for us. We are redeemed. We are marked by Christ the crucified, Christ the risen one. What can devil and sin and everything else do to us? There's security there. Nobody can break that bond. Or as St. Paul says at one point, no one can separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus. And that's the picture of what we get when we think of Christ being the good shepherd and we the sheep. Yes, we're susceptible, but in Christ's hand, by faith, we have a reason to rest secure because of the oneness and us knowing the one who leads us. Our good shepherd is the God shepherd. The God shepherd says, I and the Father are one. And who is the Father? We know. He's God. So if they're one, therefore who is the good shepherd? God. And where do we find the good shepherd? In Jesus, whose voice reveals and teaches us his identity. Vulnerable sheep look to him who doesn't yell, but is venerable, respectable, and intelligent towards us. He knows us, and he knows our vulnerabilities. He knows our faults. He knows our faithlessness. And yet, all the same, not because of who we are, but because of who he is, as the good shepherd who died on Good Friday and gives us his goodness because of who he is, gracious, he gives us the victory. He gives us faith. He gives us faithfulness. The Holy Spirit works good through us so that we are the people of his pasture and the sheep of his hand, not by works we have done, but by the grace and the mercy that are his, that he extends, and gives out, and teaches to those who hear his voice. Indeed, this good shepherd is good, for he gives us all things, and he even gives us eternal life. Thanks be to God for the good shepherd. Amen. And now may the peace of God, which surpasses all human understanding, keep your hearts and your minds in the faith in Christ Jesus.